Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Slugcast. As always, my name's Maria, and I'll be your host for this week. So, hi, everyone. I am actually very excited for today's episode. If you guys may or may not have seen the title already, that might give you a glimpse of what I am so excited to talk about, but the title is Recapping Our Student Leader Mental Health Workshop. Now, just a little preface. I got to sit down and actually talk to Evelyn Chavez, the facilitator of this event, who is only a first year working with the DSAS. And when I tell you I was in awe, I have never seen anything like this. I never actually got to attend the event. But when Evelyn Chavez was, you know, telling me about the event, what happened, what took place, you know, the importance of it, the fact that Evelyn Chavez went through all the coaching and therapy and just the different organizing events that she actually went through herself personally as a part of her research before actually giving this workshop, I think is so important. And I think that is something that I have never heard before. And again, I think what's empowering me the most or what's leaving me in awe the most is the fact that she is a first year. And I think that that is so empowering. And so today's episode is going to be all the stuff that I talked about with Evelyn Chavez, again, who works at the Division of Student Affairs and Success. And so she had hosted a workshop on February 19th. And today in this video, I will be providing all of the stuff that me and Evelyn got to talk about. And then hopefully, if we can make it happen, I will be actually doing a sit-down interview with Evelyn Chavez possibly next quarter, and seeing how this mental health student leader workshop actually has gotten good feedback and, you know, the success that it has come out of it. So yeah, if you guys are interested in that, please go ahead and listen to today's episode. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy today's episode as much as I enjoyed talking to Evelyn Chavez and enjoyed going through this whole experience. But yeah, let's dive right into it. All right, everybody, I'm back. I'm trying to make the intros for this episode not too long, but if they are, just let me know and I'll change it. But anyways, going back into this episode, again, we are talking about the mental health event hosted by Evelyn Chavez. So let's get right into it. So like I mentioned in the intro, Evelyn Chavez personally went through all of these experiences that I'm going to be diving into. And she did that because last year, during her first quarter here at UCSC, she works with the DSAS, the Division of Student Affairs and Success. And part of her job was to conduct research. And this is what she decided to conduct research in, was the different types of mental health resources on campus. And so she continued that into this quarter, this winter quarter, and held a workshop. And the preface of this workshop is mainly to help aid first-gen, low-income people of color navigating their first years of college and continuing through college. But that does not limit this thing, these resources that are named available. This is actually helpful for everyone because, you know, before you apply to college and even during your first, second, third, and fourth years of college, there's a lot of stress that's put onto people. And that's sort of what Evelyn talked about is, you know, before college, you're doing your applications, you're trying to get financial aid, you know, you're trying to get all these scholarships. And sometimes that doesn't work out, and that just increases the amount of stress that you're going through. Even when making the decision of where you're going to go to college, that increases a lot of stress and it makes students very anxious. And so sometimes even when they go into college, their first year, their second year, their third year, and their fourth year, that follows through with them, whether that be for the same reasons or whether that be for different reasons, you know, whether you're a fourth year and try to navigate, you know, grad school and stuff like that, or whether you're a first year and you're trying to navigate, like, what are you doing in this space? You know, that all creates anxiety and a lot of mental health issues, which is why Evelyn Chavez wanted to go into this. And so now I'm going to be talking, you know, shifting the focus a little bit on coaching versus therapy. So what is coaching and what is therapy? So a lot of you guys might already know what therapy is, but Evelyn Chavez explained coaching and therapy as, you know, therapy is a way to have, you know, accessible, diagnosable mental health. You meet with a therapist and you sort of go through the ways to navigate, you know, how to combat those mental health issues, while coaching is, you know, to navigate having better life skills. And what Evelyn personally really liked about coaching is that it's based on how you want to navigate it and how you want to do it. And so it gives that more creative and more, you know, exploring yourself individually, growing yourself individually, which you can still get from therapy, but coaching is a better way to do this. Now, Evelyn Chavez also went through the two coaching groups on campus called On the Margins and Black Girl Doctors. Now, these are places to get coachings. Now, these coachings, however, again, are not limited to certain groups of people. Anyone can go get coaching. And the reason why, you know, coaching can be good is because sometimes, even though you go to therapy and stuff like that, there's still that aspect of yourself that you feel like you can be missing sometimes, and coaching is a good way to do that. And so when Evelyn Chavez went through both of these, she really felt like it improved her aspect of life, because she's gone through therapy before, but coaching introduced her to that aspect where it was very creative and, you know, very individualized that she hasn't, you know, fully seen through therapy. And that is a different aspect that even she herself learned for the first time. Now, let's go back to the event a little. You know, the event started off, you know, with food catering. And Evelyn said that she really wanted to make this space as comfortable, as casual as she could, because, you know, when she invited these student leaders out here and just like first years and everyone that she invited, you know, a lot of the time, even as college students in our day-to-day lives, there are times where we cannot slow down. There are times where we literally cannot slow down. There is so much that is being expected and pushed onto us. You know, even if we put it onto ourselves, that energy still follows with us, and it makes us very uncomfortable and it can make us very anxious, which is why Evelyn wanted to cater, you know, this environment of safe spaces. And she even offered, you know, such fun little experiences like, you know, having stuff to paint tote bags, you know, and creating this way to like de-stress. And it takes time and de-stress, while Evelyn Chavez was like going through the coaching and therapy tactics that we just talked about right now. It was in hopes of facilitating a place of enjoyment. And, you know, I think what's really amazing for this that Evelyn, you know, talked to me about a little more personally was that Evelyn invited, you know, the director of SMECA, the director of CAPS, you know, she even worked very closely with the Crisis Mobile Team, which is also a resource that Evelyn got to work with. And if you don't know, the Crisis Mobile Team is a 24-hour hotline. And if you call that hotline, if you are in a sense of crisis, they will come to you. A person, you know, with a representative of the Crisis Mobile Team will actually like come to you in that moment. And, you know, again, I just think that's so beautiful, because there was many different people, you know, with wearing many different hats, you know, a part of many different things that were there, you know, Director Semeca, Director of CAPS, you know, Crisis Mobile Team, many different student leaders from different organizations, they were there. And that is something that I feel very honored to even be talking about right now, because, you know, addressing mental health is one thing, but providing it to student leaders, nonetheless, you know, people who are going through such stressful times, trying to organize their events, trying to, you know, collaborate with other people, you know, sometimes we as student leaders honestly forget that, you know, sometimes we need to take a break for ourselves. And, you know, introducing all these tactics that Evelyn Chavez talked about in order to share this with student leaders, to not only make it, you know, available to the student leaders themselves, but to the first year, second years, third years, and fourth years, and then the members of those different organizations to know that, yeah, it's okay. You know, we can have breaks too. And that is something that I really admire about this whole thing, because me personally, I, you know, I'm a part of these student organizations that attended this event. I, you know, I work. I am a first-gen, low-income POC, and I'm very proud of it. But sometimes it is hard, you know, to not feel those hard topics. And I think Evelyn touched on that in such a beautiful way, where we don't have to be scared. We just have to be aware of what the resources that we are, you know, paying for nonetheless, but that are available to us. And so during the end of the event, Evelyn Chavez, you know, made a segue into a toolkit that she created, and that is sent to the different organizations available. And I will actually provide it in the description of this video below. The toolkit, what it entails is all of what was talked in the presentation. So the coaching versus therapy, you know, the crisis mobile team, all of that, those resources, even a Instagram template to put for this toolkit is there. And so I will be making that available in the description of this episode, and I will also make it in the Instagram post that is going in this episode today. And if you guys want to check that out, please make sure to look at our Instagram at UCSC Slugcast. And yeah, so concluding this event, you know, I keep on saying this every sentence I feel, but I truly do believe it is simply just because of how strong this woman is, this young lady is, that, you know, she was able to host an event like this. And Evelyn Chavez will not be stopping there at this event. She will also be doing individual sit-ins with student organizations that would like, and she'll be making herself available. So yeah, again, like I said in this intro, I will be doing a follow-up episode with Evelyn sometime around next quarter, to see, you know, how she's navigating this new progress with the mental health workshop. And yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. A huge shout out to Evelyn Chavez, who I love to interview. And yeah, guys, make sure you guys have a great day or night or whenever you guys are listening to this. And I hope you guys come back for another episode of Slugcast, and stay tuned for more.